Hello, it's the 10th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A sexual assault which occurred almost 17 years ago has led to a man's imprisonment. 3 years ago, DNA evidence matched 48-year-old Darren Andrews as part of historic investigations into rape and sexual assault. In 2006, Andrews followed a woman across Dunstable Downs, then tackled her to the ground before attempting to sexually violate her. She managed to escape and items of her clothing were taken into police evidence, later to be matched through DNA to the Dunstable residents. The victim, in a statement, said, "He stole a freedom and a peace of mind from me that day that never has come back." Mr. Andrews pleaded guilty to the attack and has been sentenced to almost 4 years behind bars. Decreasing blood stocks at Luton have led to an appeal for donations by the NHS Blood and Transplant Services. Donors are being asked to visit the Luton Donor Centre at St George's Square on Bridge Street to make an appointment. The cause of a fire which severely damaged the Green Man pub in Clophill back on the 21st of December has been determined. An investigation by Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue Services into the blaze, which damaged half of the building, determined that a Christmas tree had been positioned too close to the fireplace. 8 people were pulled from the burning building and taken to hospital. His Majesty's Treasury has released a report on Bedfordshire's unclaimed estates. An unclaimed estate belongs to an individual who has died without leaving a will. Bedford residents can make a claim on this type of estate as a relative with specific surnames. Further information can be obtained on the Treasury's website. That's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.